Welcome to the fourth quarter results of the Agora conference call on the 22nd of February 2013. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Grzegorz Kostkowski. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. We are delighted that we have you here on this conference call. We would like to present you the situation in the company and in the market for the fourth quarter of 2012 and also for the whole year. Before we start our discussion of the market situation, we would like to share with you some key highlights, what happened in the group in 2012. So if you could go to page 2 of our presentation, we will try to give you the feedback or the feeling what happened. In 2012, the market situation deteriorated. Therefore, we undertook few of the measures in the group to accommodate to the situation. So we reviewed the projects executed in the group, and we've made group layoffs, which you can see in the financial results of the company. On the other hand, which should be really noted here, we executed a lot of development projects, and we would like to share our opinion on what happened in the group and what we are proud of. We've made a great leap forward with the digitalization of our printed media. So in our opinion, we became the leader in digital transformation of printed media. Our publications are available on all tablets and in different applications. And we think that's the good beginning of the process, which we will continue this year. We also opened an online bookstore, which we launched in May last year, called Publio PL, which quickly gained high market position, and we are proud of this product also. We strengthened our position as a multiplex operator in cinema business. We opened 7 new multiplexes, and Helios became number 2 cinema operator in Poland this year. With the attendance success of Film Drogówka, which can be translated into traffic department, we entered new market business opportunity, which is film distribution business. And we as Agora are also co-producer of this film, and we can say already that over 700,000 people watch this movie. Thanks to new 7 frequencies, we increased our technical reach of our radio, Talk FM, and this radio is currently can be currently listened in 16 metropolitan areas. Thanks to the effective use of our printing capabilities, we grew our revenues from printing services to external clients, which grew in 2012 by over 32%. For Sports Lover, we launched an innovative application for mobile devices. We put a lot of attention to new technology and new mobile devices, and for example, Sport PL Live is one of the applications which we think became very popular. If you go to page 3, we would like to show you the advertising market landscape which we observed in 2012. In the first quarter, we could observe further drops in the advertising market. And this market decreased by almost 5% year on year. The largest drop in the value of advertising market was observed in the first quarter, but also the second and the fourth quarter was not very good for the market as a whole. In total, the value of the advertising market was only slightly higher than that observed in 2009 and 2007. We also could see structural changes in the market for the last few years, with internet gaining its share in the pie. If you go to page 4, we could like to say a few words about what happened in specific segments of the market. And in total, in 2012, the value of the advertising market decreased by almost 5%, and only cinema and internet were the sectors where which we could see the growth. Certainly, cinema is a very small market, so the increase in this segment is not significant for the whole market, but internet grew up by over 8.5% year on year. In other segments, we could see decreases, unfortunately, in dailies by circa 20%, in magazines by over 11%, in TV by circa 5.5%, in outdoor advertising by almost 6.5%, and in radio by circa about 3%. The structure of the market changed a bit, with the increasing share of internet, which increased its share by 2 percentage points, with the decline in dailies by 1 percentage point, 0.5 in magazines, and what can be observed also television losing 0.5 percentage points of its share. Taking into account what can be visible in the market situation of Poland in 2013, we decided to share with you our estimates of advertising markets in 2013. Unfortunately, the forecasted macroeconomic data are not very good. And due to that fact, we think that the advertising market, which is very correlated with the macroeconomic data, will shrink by 5 to 8%. We think that only internet and cinema will be the market segments which will grow. And for example, internet, in our opinion, will grow only 2 to 5%, which is something much lower than we were used to in the previous years. The cinema advertising market, in our opinion, may grow by 0 to 3%. Dailies will decline by 22 to 25%, magazines 13 to 16%. Television, in our opinion, will decrease much more than in 2012 by 7 to 10%. In radio stations, we expect the decline by 4 to 7%, and in outdoor by 3 to 6%. If you go to page 6 of our presentation, we briefly present you the financial performance of our group and just give you the highlights what happened in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, the group recorded a 7.8 decrease in sales revenues, which certainly came mostly from the lower advertising revenues and also from the copy sales. We see the growth in other revenues, and that growth come mostly from our external printing services. We use our printing capabilities to sell and to produce, to print external clients. And this line of our business increased significantly last year. We also saw the decline in tickets sold, which is a result of the decline in the number of tickets sold in 2012. If you go to operating costs, what we would like to underline is that the level of cost is much affected by one of items and the cost of group layoffs in the company. If we say about one-offs, we include the cost of impairment losses for unselected press titles in magazine segments, and also in some other segments. We will discuss it later in the segments of the business segments presentation. So if you could go to the bottom of the table, where we present the most important results line already prepared in the pro forma form, which we exclude the effect of this one-offs. So if you look at the operating costs with the exclusion of this one-offs, this cost in the fourth quarter decreased by over 6%, and EBIT was on the level of almost 15 million, operating EBITDA on almost 40 million, and net profit on the level of over 14 million zlotys. If we go to page 7, that's some of the repetition. What I said is that the description and the comparison of the biggest and the most important profit lines, how it could look if we exclude the one-offs and the cost of group layoffs. The only thing we should like to underline also on this slide is the level of employment. It's on the right bottom of the slide. So if you could see, as at the end of 2012, the group the employment in group amounted to 3,085 employees, which is almost 400 lower than we had in at the end of 2011. This is certainly an effect of the group layoffs, but not only, because what we announced, the group layoffs took took place in Agora SA on its own, but the process of restructuring was performed not only in Agora SA, but also in other companies of the group. And the whole process of restructuring is being now a continuous process, so we also see the effects of the projects which started at the beginning of the year and not only in September 2012. If we go to page 8, we start with the presentation of the business segments. The first one is newspapers, which includes Gazeta Wyborcza, Metro, Special Projects, and Printing Division. And this segment certainly is affected by the decline in the revenues of advertising and copy sales as well. So the revenues for the whole segment are lower than in 2011 by 11.2%, which comes mostly from the decrease in copy sales and advertising revenue by almost 18% each. If we think about special projects, we see the decline in the revenues by over 35% for the whole year. I will describe it more in a minute about it. But also we see then a significant increase in other revenues, which comes mostly from the revenues from printing services to external services, to external clients, which in the fourth quarter on its own is higher by almost 32%. If you look at the cost, and I would like to draw your attention to the bottom of the table, which we present with the exclusion of the one-offs encountered in the third and the fourth quarter of 2011, we see the decline in operating costs by over 10% in the fourth quarter and almost 9% for the whole year. And the level of EBIT result for the whole 2012 year is on the level of almost 71% and EBITDA on the level of almost 100%. One thing which should be noted that for the fourth quarter, the operating EBITDA margin is almost on the same level as it was in the fourth quarter, despite the fact that the revenues are lower by almost 12%. If we go to page 9, we present our opinion on the position of Gazeta Wyborcza in the daily segment, which we see that Gazeta is still, and it's not threatened, the most popular opinion-making newspaper in Poland, with good readership level and good readership rate of over 10.5%. This position is the result of strong position of the brand, but also a result of significant changes in the product, which we've made in 2012. And you could see that in the Friday edition and in Saturday edition, and we think that these changes are well appreciated and well accepted by our readers. At the end of 2012, we decided to increase the cover price of Gazeta Wyborcza. We increased it by more or less 30 groszy, and you can buy Gazeta Wyborcza from Monday to Thursday by the price is 2.3 zloty. On the Friday and Saturday edition, the price is 2.8. Also, other publishers in the market decided to increase the prices. So currently, Gazeta Wyborcza is the cheapest national opinion making daily. But on the other hand, once we are thinking about the cover price, we also have to take into account that we are competing with local newspapers, and the prices for local press are much lower than for the dailies, national dailies. If you go to page 10, we present a few information about two other elements of this segment, meaning Metro and Special Projects. And in Metro, revenues are down by 10%. Certainly, we are not pleased with that fact, but on the other hand, Metro managed to have revenues with the decline much lower than it's in the whole market, because we remember that we expect or estimate that the whole daily market is down by 20% and Metro revenues are only by 10%. And due to that fact and some restructuring processes in costs in this segment, this not very big segment is still profitable, and we are pleased with that and contributing positively to the results of the group. Metro is also very active in digitalization and transformation its content to digital platforms. In cooperation with Microsoft, Metro launched a Metro MSN.pl portal, which is a fully information portal, and the results of that are satisfactory. If we talk about special projects, As we announced it before, we are very selective on the projects in this part of our business. So you can see that in the decline of the revenues, which are lower by 35%, we try to move this part of our business from its native portion from public book publishing to other possible business opportunities. So if we see the our position in book publishing and the trends in this segment, the where these books are more and more being read and distributed in electronic versions, we decided to launch our internet bookstore, publio.pl, and we are pleased with the results, even that the product is only for a few months in the market. We also experiment with co-production projects, and one of the projects which we are also a distributor, meaning Drogówka, traffic department. We know that's the first project which we are doing in this part of our business, and we are pleased with the results, and we can see that visible from the number of tickets sold that it's a success. If we go to page 11, it's internet, and the revenues in internet are on for the whole 2012 year are almost on the same level as for 2011. Our revenues from display ads are up by 8.6%, and even though the whole market is higher than our numbers in the total revenues, one thing should be underlined and repeated, that lots of increases in this market comes from the search engines, where we are not present, as Google is the dominant player in this respect in Poland. So with display ads, we are doing a bit better than the market. So we are pleased with that. Unfortunately, we are also present in ad sales in verticals, which were hit by the situation in the market in 2012. We are present in recruitment ads and real estate ads, motor, automotive ads, classifieds. And as you can imagine, in the period of stagnation in the macroeconomic environment, this offer is not being bigger and bigger. Our costs, we manage costs in internet. If you look at the operating cost excluded with the exclusion of the group layoffs, these costs are in 2012 are lower than in 2011 by over 2%. And if we combine revenues with the decreases in cost, results both in EBIT and operating EBITDA are better than in 2011, and we think that we are putting a lot of attention to benefit from the financial leverage of this business once we go to a certain scale. If we go to page 12, it's our cinema business. Revenues from tickets sold are for the whole year are lower by 8.4%. And this is mainly the result of very poor second quarter, which we believe is a result of the European Championships, which took place in Poland and Ukraine. That was one of the worst second quarters in the history of cinema and cinema business in Poland. So we think it's something exceptional. We invest in this segment. We opened 7 new multiplexes in 2012, and we are ready to open 4 additional multiplexes in 2013. EBIT for the whole year of this segment is on the level of over 6 million, and operating EBITDA is on the level of almost 26 million, which we find is a good result. If we go to page 13, it's outdoor. Outdoor is one of the segments which is not performing in bad market environment. As you can imagine, this is not the cheapest offer. So if we have the declines in the market, outdoor is hit by the situation as well. And additionally, this is a fixed cost business. So if we don't see the increases in the revenues, that is very well seen, unfortunately, the results. So the decline in the revenues by over 7% for 2012, resulted in significant decline in EBIT and EBITDA levels. But we believe that once the market picks up, the backdrops of bad results of financial leverage, which we see today, will change to good results of the financial leveraging in this business once we manage to increase revenues in this segment. If we go to page 14, our radio business, the revenues from radio are a bit higher than for the 2012 than 2011. The revenues are higher by 2.3%. Even though some of the costs are higher than in 2011, but we managed to keep more or less the same level of profitability of this business, which is very good if you take into consideration that this market is not growing very much and we are not number one in this market, so we put a lot of attention to keep it profitable. One of the successes for this segment is that we managed to gain seven new frequencies for Talk FM, and it will enable us to increase our market share or technical reach in Poland, and we believe we will benefit from that in the future. If you go to page 15, our magazines business, as you can imagine, this segment is affected by the changes in the structure of the market, advertising market, and we can see the drops in advertising by over 11% for the whole 2012 year, and in the copy sales by almost 16%. Even though the results of the fourth quarter are very much affected by one-offs, meaning the cost of impairments, even the reported costs are lower than for 2012. But if you go to the bottom of the table and if you compare the costs with the exclusion of the one-offs, you will see that the operating costs for the fourth quarter are lower by 24%, which resulted in the positive results on the EBIT and EBITDA levels of over 5 million. We are also very active with digitalization of the content of our magazines. We are present in all these different mobile tablets and appliances, and we are gaining a lot of experience with these new products, and we will continue this process this year as well. If you go to page 16, we present our main objectives of the group, which we believe is one of the key information from the management board point of view. And we would like to accelerate our digital transformation of our media. We think that we gained a lot of experience and we have good results of our digitalization of our publications in 2012, but for sure we will continue this process and put a lot of attention to that in 2013 to gain good results. And we want to increase also the scope of paid digital content, which is something which will be developed in not only in our company, but also for the whole market. The second thing which we would like to underline that we would like to develop our main segments, expansion in cinema business with four new multiplexes, or our expansion in film distribution business, or expansion with Publioper. There are some of the examples which will be continued in 2013, but I'm sure that we will be able to say something more at the end of the year, and once we start discussing about successes for 2013, we will have something to show you as well. Taking into account the situation in the environment of the company, the changes in the structure and the way how the media are consumed, we will put a lot of attention in this year to the adaptation of our organizational structure to the market environment in order to utilize as only we can our internal resources and financial efficiency. And the last two things, which are very much combined, we will put a lot of attention to the investment in organic growth, but we will also do it in in line with maintaining financial discipline, which is one of the things which we know how to do it. We proved that we are very cautious about the costs and financial discipline, and we will not change it. But we treat this this line of our objectives as a tool, not as a name. We think that in order to invest, we have to be very tight on costs and think about financial discipline. But this is a tool for the growth and not the aim for the company. That's more or less the end of the presentation. We are ready to answer your questions. So, operator, if you could put the questions online, thanks a lot.